Democrats and Republicans are denouncing a violent home invasion. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. Yesterday's early morning attack in San Francisco severely injured Paul Pelosi, the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
At a speech in Philadelphia, President Biden said,
"There's too much violence, political violence, too much hatred."
He also said there had been reports that the intruder was saying, "Where's Nancy? Where's Nancy?" much like demonstrators did during the Capitol Hill riot. On the GOP side, Congressman Lee Zeldin of New York was attacked this past summer during a campaign rally. He told Fox Friday night,
"Regardless of what branch of government you are, what your party is, what your ideology is, there's just no room for any of this type of violence or even threats of violence."
And Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell sent out a tweet saying he was horrified by the news.
Fox's Jill Nato. The suspect's Facebook account has been taken down as authorities scour his online activity. Investigators have reportedly uncovered links to a number of conspiracy theories about stolen elections and COVID misinformation.
David DePape will be charged with attempted homicide, assault with a deadly weapon, elder abuse, burglary, and several other felonies.
Fox's Kevin Cork. A pair of explosions in Somalia's capital have left scores of civilians dead and injured. That's according to police who blame the blasts on the terror group Al-Shabaab. The attack at the Ministry of Education appears to be ongoing. Britain is firing back against Russia after being accused of blowing up the Nord Stream gas pipelines. Britain's defense ministry calls it a false claim of an epic scale and an invented story. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A threat of political violence in Kansas has a man facing a felony.
Prosecutors say 31-year-old Chase Neal of Lawrence became fixated on Republican Jake LaTurner, who represents a district in eastern Kansas. Neal is accused of threatening to kill LaTurner in a voicemail message June 5th left at his office, and prosecutors say he continued to make threatening calls the following day. Though his trial has been postponed indefinitely, so a federal judge can decide if he's too mentally ill to help his lawyers in his defense or understand what's going on in court. Neal's next hearing is set for November 8th, Election Day. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
A Pennsylvania man accused of threatening the life of California Congressman Eric Swalwell has pleaded guilty. Federal officials say during a series of phone calls to the Democratic lawmaker's office, Joshua Hall claimed he had AR-15 rifles and intended to use them. Farmers up and down the Mississippi River are being affected by historically low water levels.
Along the Mississippi River, about 60% of the Midwest and northern Great Plains states are in a drought. The area stretching from Minnesota all the way down to the river's mouth in Louisiana have seen below-average rainfall over the past 2 months. The river's water levels have dropped to near record lows, which is disrupting ship and barge traffic critical for moving agricultural goods downriver. The Mississippi moves more than half of all U.S. grain exports, but the drought has reduced the flow of goods by about 45%.
Fox's John Saucier. A state of emergency over a water crisis has been extended in Jackson, Mississippi. Over the summer, most homes and businesses were left without running water for several days after heavy rainfall impacted the city's main water treatment plant. The state is currently in the process of turning over the city's water system to a private firm. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.